I spoke to Christina Bob, attorney for President Donald Trump, about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Here is that conversation. All right, so give us a time frame. Lay it out for us. When did this start? How long were they there? What did you observe? That's the kind of nuts and bolts that people are really hungry to understand, the timeline of how this all went down.
Sure, absolutely. So I don't know what time they got there. I got a phone call around 10 a.m. that I needed to get to Mar-a-Lago immediately. There was, you know, incident, something happening, and I needed to get there and try to, you know, figure it out. So I arrived about 10:30. The FBI was already there, had already started their search. So I'm guessing they probably got there around 9, 9:30. They clearly had been there for a lot longer than I had. They stayed until probably about 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. So it was maybe a 10-hour day for them, estimating time frame. And, you know, they got there and they had a team of a couple dozen agents that dispersed on the property and did what the FBI does, just like in a movie. You know, you see them doing their process. So, yeah.
Now, you were on site. However, my understanding is you were prevented from observing what they were doing. You were told you were not allowed to watch what they were doing, which seems at odds with what your legal right should be for your client. Right. Am I wrong?
Well, I was told that under Florida law, or, you know, whatever law they were following, that I do not have the right to watch their investigation. So I had to stand aside. And I mean, I could see them coming and going and, you know, kind of figure out what they were doing and what areas they were searching. And every once in a while, I would try to get an update. But as far as like actually watching where they were searching and looking into, you know, the storage facility and all of that, I was not allowed to watch that.
All right. So let's get to some of the other salient points that people really want to know. Yeah. Did you have a chance to see the search warrant? Who was it presented to when they first arrived on site? Who did they demand entrance to the house to? And if you did see the search warrant, what did it say? How did it read?
Right. So I don't know who they presented it to initially because I wasn't there. I imagine it's Secret Service, but, you know, you'd have to get that from the service. When I arrived and kind of announced myself as the legal representation for President Trump. I asked to see a copy of the warrant. Initially, they refused and said, you know, we don't have to show it to you. And there was a little bit of an exchange about whether it was appropriate to withhold the warrant when you're searching the residence of the former president who's likely to be the Republican nominee in the next election. So they conceded and let me see it. They did not give me a copy of it right away. But they did let me see it. It was very, I would say, thin. And as you can tell from public records, the affidavit, the supporting documentation of what the probable cause was to obtain the warrant has been sealed. So we're not allowed to see that. We have to go to court to request the judge to release that, which, you know, may or may not happen. So we don't know what the probable cause is, why they were allowed to search, but they did.
But what were they looking for? Did that give you any indication? Were they looking for documents like we've been led to believe for the Presidential Records Act? Is that really the foundational ask on the warrant was for the Presidential Records Act, which has never been aggressively pursued or prosecuted in this country, not once since 1978 when it was put in place. Is that what they told you?
Yes. And yeah, that actually is. They also said that they were looking for classified documents, evidence of a crime as far as classified documents go. So they were looking for both classified information that they think should not have been removed from the White House, as well as presidential records. The irony of both, if you want to call it that, is that it is the president himself who gets to decide what is a presidential record. So why they get to redefine that is unclear, and why they get to search. Why that's even in a warrant, it doesn't really make any sense. And the same thing with any potential classified information, which I don't believe there was any down there. We had done a search of it before and didn't find anything noteworthy. Yet I'm sure that they're claiming that there was something, you know, terribly egregious that's a grave matter of national security. But we'll find out.
I find that hard to believe, Christina. Right. So it's the National Archives and Records Administration saying that classified information was taken, but you know, and I know, that it is the president that can declassify anything at any time during his presidency. He doesn't have to make a note. He doesn't even have to notify anybody, from what I've read, if he says that's declassified. So the material that he would have, how would you know if it's classified or not?
That's correct. It's an interesting predicament, isn't it? So the only thing that I can think of is this is just clearly a partisan political operation because they're scared of Donald Trump. They don't want him to run in 2024. And the code that they want to try to prosecute him under would allow for them to say he's not allowed to run for office again. So they're salivating to try to prevent him from running for office again. The problem is there are no crimes committed, so they cannot actually legitimately get a conviction. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try, but whatever they do, it's not going to carry any weight. It's not going to hold water, and it's not going to stick, more importantly. They just don't have a leg to stand on, even if they take this down the road and try to indict or whatever. It's just not going to hold any water.
Yeah, you believe that it is a I'll say this. Do you call this a miscarriage of justice? Do you call this over the line? Do you call this aggressive? Do you call this unethical? Give it in your own terms, but how do you look at this today, the morning after?
All of the above. All your adjectives are exactly right. I think it's a gross abuse of power. I think it's weaponizing the federal government against political opponents. I think it's a gross miscarriage of freedom and just what we stand for in this nation. And to think that the Biden administration has turned the FBI into overzealous librarians in an effort to try to mitigate their political opposition, it's laughable. It's absolutely laughable. And as President Trump has said, and he's made statements that we're a failing nation. We're in the process of becoming a failed nation. And that often happens when you start prosecuting your predecessor when you get into office, just like Joe Biden and his administration are trying to do right now. So I don't believe it will stand. I think they're going to do everything they can. They're way too far down this rabbit hole to try to back out and look reasonable at this point. So I don't expect to see that. I just don't think they're going to be successful. I don't think it's going to hold water. It might be a bumpy ride, but in the end, I believe freedom will prevail. I believe Donald Trump will run for office again, and I think he'll be the next president of the United States.
One last question, Christina, before I let you run, and that's simply this. A lot of chatter on social media and so forth, and I want you to clear this up for me so there's no misunderstanding. You did not observe these agents doing their job. You were, in fact, blocked, prevented from doing that, even though you felt it was your right legally for your client. You were told, no, there was an argument back and forth. You did not prevail in that discussion.
Correct.
There are allegations that something may have been planted to use against the former president in the J6 committee hearings, things of that nature. You didn't see anything like that happen.
I don't have any reason to believe that happened at this point, but I do think it's very telling about where the American people are with the trust for the FBI. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I do know that the legal team did a thorough search before because we had been cooperating. We knew that this was something they were looking for, so we searched to see if there was anything and gave them free access and allowed them to come in and search voluntarily without having to issue a warrant or even a subpoena. So this is not new. We knew that this was happening. So I don't think that there was actually anything there that's worthwhile. We'll see what they come up with. If they did, it'll be interesting, especially since they precluded me from actually watching what they did. But at this point, I don't necessarily think that they would even go to the extent of trying to plant information. I think they just make stuff up and, come up with whatever they want. And that's the way that they will have to proceed in order to actually try to indict the president, because they don't have anything. There's just nothing there.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.